I'd like to say a few words about the practice before we move into a guided experience. My personal view of metta practice is that metta is like playing jazz. You have to keep improvising to keep it real. Otherwise, if you just focus on the classical phrases, it becomes very dry and repetitive. May you be happy, may you know peace, may you be free from suffering. Part of the purpose of metta is to guide our attention toward these immeasurable states. The Buddha spoke of how as wisdom and compassion flower, you can gain access to the experience of kindness for yourself and for others, to access compassion for yourself and others, to access joy for yourself and for others, and to experience equanimity or a quality of steadiness that remains steady no matter what the fluctuations of your life might be. These Brahmaviharas are referred to as immeasurable states. That when you really investigate compassion, it has no limit. How do we direct our attention there becomes part of the question. Tara led an experience this morning that draws on a meditation technology, if you will. It's called open focus, which is about opening to perceive the space. It can give you access to perceive this sense of space and what open awareness perceives through this body-mind. And I thought we might do a review of that practice as a way to open to space and then to explore some of these qualities of kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And there are a few things about this technique which I find so helpful. It really draws on the practice of what we could call inquiry meditation. That when you ask a question, the awareness automatically moves in the direction of that question. It guides you toward an experience. So when I offer the question, can you feel or imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Your awareness will move to explore that dimensional space. So through the course of this meditation, I'll be asking certain questions about the perception of space. And you'll have about 15 seconds just to explore the experience that question takes you to. After we sort of move through the body and open to an inquiry into space, I'll be offering some other questions. It can simply be to receive the question and let the question take you, let the inquiry take you into whatever experience it might take you. We'll go into some inquiries into your experience of these states and to explore what that's like in the body and how awareness perceives that experience. Then we'll have some time at the end for you to just to practice on your own, wherever you feel drawn. So if you like, you can close your eyes. Can you feel or imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your sinus cavities? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your eyes? can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you imagine the space between your tongue and the roof of your mouth? And can you feel or imagine the space between your lower teeth and your upper teeth? Can you feel or imagine the volume of your tongue? And can you feel or imagine the volume of your lips? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your throat? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your lungs? Can you feel or imagine the space between your breastbone and your spine? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the space between the root of your tongue and the crown of your head? And can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine? Can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your pubic bone? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your pubic bone and your coccyx, the tip of the tailbone? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your right thumb? Can you feel or imagine the space or the volume inside your right forefinger? And can you feel or imagine the space between your right thumb and your right forefinger? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between each of the fingers on your right hand? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the weight, the volume, the length of your right shoulder, your right arm, hand, thumb, and fingers? Can you feel or imagine the weight, the volume, the length of the left shoulder, the left arm, the hand, thumb, and fingers? Can you feel or imagine the space between the left hip joint and the right hip joint? Is it possible to feel or imagine the weight and the length and the volume of your right leg while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space, the volume, the length of the left leg? Can you feel or imagine the space between the toes on your right foot? And can you feel or imagine the space that fills the right foot and toes? Can you feel or imagine the space that fills the left foot and toes? Can you feel or imagine the space between the toes of the left foot? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Can you feel or imagine the space between the left thumb and left forefinger while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space between the right thumb and the right forefinger? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your whole body? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space outside your body? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your body and the space outside your body as one continuous space? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you imagine how open awareness experiences this body breathing? And can you imagine how open awareness experiences the mind thinking? Can you imagine resting in this place of effortless space? We'll turn our attention now to contemplate the Brahma-viharas. Can you think of a time when someone was kind to you? As you reflect, can you sense what that feels like inside? Can you recall a time when you were kind to another? You might take some time to recall an image and to sense how the body holds that memory. As you reflect on receiving kindness and offering kindness, how does open awareness experience kindness? Turning your attention to the experience of compassion. You might recall a time or times when another was compassionate for you, where they could sense what you were feeling and extend themselves to you. You might recall times when you felt compassion for another. And as you breathe and reflect, you might sense how awareness experiences compassion inside. You might shift your attention to a contemplation of joy, a time or times in your life when you experienced joy. To reflect if there were times in your life when others shared in your joy, where they took joy at your experience of joy. Times in your life where you felt a quality of joy for others, celebrating in their experience of joy. And as you breathe, just recalling any experiences in your life and to sense how awareness experiences joy. And turning your attention to reflect on this quality of equanimity, a quality of steadiness. And can you feel or imagine a quality of presence which is always here, regardless of the externals? Spacious, infinite presence. unshakable, and vibrant. You might again reflect on the sense of space, feeling or imagining the space inside your body, the space outside your body, and imagining this is one continuous space, reflecting on this quality of kindness, sensing your capacity, your willingness to embody this immeasurable quality and vibration of kindness. Kindness for yourself. Kindness for others. Sensing this quality, this vibration of compassion. And sensing your willingness to feel and embody the immeasurable quality of compassion for yourself and for others without discrimination. Reflecting on this quality, this vibration of joy, of your capacity, your willingness to embody this immeasurable quality of joy, your capacity to feel joy for the joy of others. Reflecting on this quality, this vibration of equanimity, of steadiness, of presence, unshakable, vast and filling every particle, sensing your willingness to embody this quality of equanimity and steadiness. In this remaining time, 5 minutes or so, you might like to simply relax and feel. You might reflect on those in your life that might benefit from your offering of well-wishing, and to allow your heart and awareness to flow freely, to offer shower this well-wishing to yourself, to those in need, to those you live with, those you work with, those or you are yet to meet in this journey, to let it flow freely. In these final minutes, you might reflect on the offering of merit, offering the fruit of your practice this week to be of benefit first to yourself, to imagine your path opening with a greater sense of ease, you may be guided by wisdom and compassion. And offering the merit, offering the fruit of your practice to be of benefit to those closest to you. May these beings receive the fruit of my practice. Offering it out in ever-expanding circles. Offering it out to all beings without discrimination. And as you offer it out, sense if you can simultaneously offer it inward. Namaste.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.